guys ran to this podcast because this is another episode of Let's Talk Track with your host, Zaire Price. In today's episode, episode 9, we'll be doing listener questions that were submitted to me on the website. I'm always open for listener questions, you know. I want to devote a whole episode to it, especially because we're nearing the end of this season, with the final episode being episode 10. But yeah, let's get into some of the listener questions. So the first one I'm reading says, why did you start this podcast? And to answer that, I started this podcast as a school project because I'm in this one class called World Ready Technology 1. And these are the assignments I have to do, you know. You know, if I knew how to do all this before the class, because, you know, I never made a podcast or knew how to make a podcast. But if I knew all this stuff before taking the class, or, like, you know, yeah, before taking class, and I had the, like, resources outside of the class in school, then I would probably create a podcast about, could be the same thing or it could be something else, like just outside of school in my house or a studio. But yeah, I started this because of the class I'm in Hopewell Valley Central High School. The next question is, have you actually ever ran track? If not, when will you? If yes, did you win any trophies? And no, to answer that, I have never officially ran track on the team. You know, I ran on track before, you know, race people who have actually done track, stuff like that, and won, not to brag, but never actually ran track on a team, but I do plan to do it either spring this year, my 11th grade year, or all throughout my 12th grade year. Since it's going to be my final year in high school. But, you know, I didn't win any trophies because I never have. But I feel like if I did, I would definitely have trophies, you know. You know, not to seem overconfident, but if I did, I think I would definitely have a pretty good amount of trophies, you know. Maybe I could even win some senior year or spring. Most likely unlikely to win them in spring, but maybe I could even join the summer program for track or something like that. But no, I have never officially ran on a track team. Next question is, third one, why do you talk about Usain Bolt so much? And, you know, I found this pretty funny because, like, you know, one of my teachers told me that too. Well, not like that, but, I mean, he asked me that, you know, like, devote your episode to, like, don't always talk about Usain Bolt, you know. But I talk about him because he's well known, you know. Like, even if you don't know about track, you would probably still heard the name Usain Bolt. And, you know, I mean, it's a reason you hear his name so much because, I mean, he's arguably the best track runner ever, you know. I don't think anybody disagrees with that knows about track. And yeah, he has all the records, the accolades, the speed, the height. I mean, I just like to compare him to people. But, you know, episode 10, well, that's another question I'm looking at right now. I'll talk about that later. But I don't think he will be talked about in episode 10, the final episode. I know he was talked about in this episode, but not like that, how I used to talk about him. Next question number 4. If you got into college for track, would you go? If I got a scholarship for track, I don't even know if that's possible. But if I did, if I got a scholarship for anything, I would take it, you know, for literally anything. But for track, you know, I would have to play it. Well, not necessarily have to, but I would be, I mean, yeah, have to play it in college, you know. Do I really want to go that far in track if I did make it that far? I mean, track is a good sport. It's a good sport to stay active. And, I just like playing sports in general. But, I mean, I would want to do track full-time. Or want to. I mean, if I had the opportunity to, yes, I would. But is it a want? Well, it's something I'm really thinking about, no. Next question. If you got to run track in the Olympics, would you? Definitely. I would definitely, like, if I had a chance to run the Olympics, I would have to, probably go to college and all that, like, all the stuff I was just talking about before and run in high school. But if I had a chance to run the Olympics, of course I would, because I have a chance to get an Olympic gold medal. I mean, money is in it too, but, like, I got a chance to win an Olympic gold medal, me and history books and stuff like that. So yeah, I would definitely, if I had a chance to run the Olympics, I could run against people from other countries, test out, because a lot of competitions are local or like in country. So like I get to race against people, different countries, see how they match up and maybe even what they do to get so fast, or like if they're fast. Obviously they're fast if they made it to the Olympics, but yeah. Next question, what's your player build? I'm assuming that means like, height, weight, and like muscle mass and stuff. 160 pounds, and I think last time I went to a doctor's, which was a while ago, I was 5'9". I think I have grown taller than that from then, though. I might be like 5'10 to 5'11, somewhere in that range, 5'9, 5'10, 5'11. I think I'm a good body weight for my height. I got some muscle too, not a lot, because, I'm not a bodybuilder, but I do push-ups, squats, calf raises, and sit-ups. Not nothing too much with weights, but, just essential things in my mind to do, workouts. But yeah, I think my play build's fairly, like, pretty good, for track. I think I'll have to be a little bit skinnier for track. I mean, I'm not fat, but, maybe a little bit more muscle and a little bit more skinnier for track if I want to run track. But for any other sport, not basketball, too short for that. In football, I would probably have to be heavier than that unless I played a certain position like quarterback. But yeah, I think pretty average player build, a little bit above average, because the average height is, what, 5-something? Probably average. But last question. What will your final episode be about? This is what I was hitting on earlier with the Usain Bolt question. I haven't really thought about it much, to be honest. My final episode, I really couldn't tell you. Hopefully it's memorable, better than all the rest. See how far I came. But I couldn't really tell you what my final episode is going to be about. If I was to make another season, maybe it wouldn't be anything that special. But, for the final episode, maybe I should have did this for the final episode. I don't know. But that's all the questions I have today, all the listener questions I have today. And, yeah, we'll see what episode 10 is. You'll just have to see when it publishes. But, yeah. This is the end of this episode. And hopefully you guys keep on running until the end.